Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD has defended the secrecy of a police report on investigations into the series of right-wing extremist attacks in Neukölln. Geisel said on Monday in the Interior Committee that, quote, "We must protect the ongoing investigations and, above all, catch the perpetrators. Everything must be secondary to this goal." Geisel went on to explain that the interim report, which was announced a year ago, contains information about suspects and the investigative methods of the police, and therefore could not be published. In spring of 2019, Geisel had set up a new 30-member group of investigators called Focus that was to intensively investigate and report on all known cases of attacks in Neukölln. The Victim Advisory Center ReachOut criticized the secret classification as being, quote, "outrageous," that the mistrust of the work of investigating authorities is becoming even more entrenched, and that victims were not taken seriously. In Neukölln, arson attacks and threats have caused uncertainty in recent years. Since 2016, more than 50 right-wing extremist attacks have been committed, including 16 arson attacks directed against offices of politicians and houses of people who had taken a stand against right-wing extremism. On February 1, 2018, the car of a bookseller who had been the target of attacks and threats from the right-wing extremist scene before, and the car of a district politician of the left were set on fire. Last year, there were more than 100 ongoing investigations by the Criminal Investigation Department into the matter. In Berlin, the state-owned company InfraVelo is responsible for the construction of bicycle paths and bicycle parking facilities. The FDP doesn't believe they are doing enough, and the party is therefore calling for its dissolution. Instead, they believe duties should be integrated into the Senate Traffic Administration, according to a motion for the upcoming session of the House of Representatives, which was submitted to the Berliner Morgenpost. Deputy Chairwoman of the FDP parliamentary group, Sibylle Meister, criticized that the development of safe bicycle paths is progressing far too slowly and only in isolated instances on a small scale. She remarked, quote, "Red, red, green is feeling in a policy area that it had made a priority of its own. The state-owned company also swallows up a lot of taxpayers' money, which would have been better off if it had been implemented directly." InfraVelo, which was founded only a few years ago, was neither able to speed up the construction processes nor make them more efficient. Their aim is to bundle cross-district projects such as fast cycle connections and long-distance bicycle paths. The company also inspects and constructs parking facilities for bicycles and takes care of the coloring of paths. It's been reported that the green lanes on roads are almost the only visible sign of the work and that other projects remain at the planning stage. Meister went on to say, quote, "Berlin finally needs streamlined decision-making processes between the Senate and district administration without the old-fashioned ping-pong of responsibilities. In order to prevent another decision-making unit from being added, InfraVelo and its 10 planners must be integrated into the Senate administration. This is the only way the necessary bicycle path projects can finally make progress." A model for this could be the procedure used by the Berlin Traffic Control Authority, or the VLB. At the beginning of the year, Transport Senator Regina Günther of the Greens dissolved the externally managed VLB and integrated its tasks into the Senate Traffic Administration. For this purpose, Günther's house has received a new department for traffic management. Those who do their job as police officers particularly well receive a performance bonus. This has long been commonplace in other states, but was first introduced in Berlin last summer. A total of 5 million euros was budgeted for this in 2019, of which more than 4.5 million were paid out. These figures are the result of an answer by the Senate Interior Administration to a question posed by Berlin FDP member Marcel Lütte. According to the report, 2,282 of the more than 25,000 civil servants and police employees received a bonus for working overtime, carrying out special assignments, or showing special commitment. Of these, 1,816 were civil servants and 466 employees working under union agreements, 1,572 male and 710 female. Most of the payments were made in the Directorate of Operations, or Directorate E, with 609, including the riot police, the water police, and the helicopter squadron. This directorate is also the largest of the seven, with a total of around 6,400 staff members. The fewest bonuses were paid out at the police academy. FDP Representative Luta and Daniel Kretschmar, Berlin State Chairman of the Association of German Criminal Investigations, or the BDK, welcomed the bonus payments in principle. But Luta added, quote, "If performance bonuses are to fulfill their purpose and spur others on to perform better, it must be transparent who has received a bonus and for what in particular." And trade unionist Kretschmer elaborated, quote, "Because this is the first time it's been done, one has to look to see whether the money was awarded according to measurable results, or rather according to sympathy or social aspects." There had been massive criticism of the performance bonus in advance. While some spoke of arbitrary awards, the entire staff council feared a debate based on envy. After hours of queuing in front of ticket counters, film fans were able to get their first tickets for the 70th Berlinale yesterday morning. Some of them camped out at ticket offices all night long, equipped with chairs, hot drinks, and sleeping bags. Tickets for screenings at the Berlinale are always available 3 days in advance at the Potsdamer Platz Arkaden, at Kino International, and at Audi City in Kudamm. Tickets can also be purchased online at theater box offices and, with a little luck, at the box offices of the venues. As a rule, tickets cost €13 and €16 for competition films. Around 340 films will be screened this year at the festival from February 20th until March 1st. It opens on Thursday with the film adaptation of the novel My Salinger Year. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de or hear us on Spotify, bearradio.org, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.